for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Where in the world does black market heroin come from? Southeast Asia and Latin America modestly contribute to global supply, but according to the United Nations, U.S. occupied Afghanistan, which is about the same size as President Bush's home state of Texas, now produces more than 6.5 times more illegal heroin than the rest of the world combined. Opium production has been called the backbone of Afghanistan's economy, its main engine of economic growth, and the strongest bond among its previously quarrelsome populations. An estimated 60% of U.S. Afghanistan's income comes from illegal opium production. Despite the enormous value of the crop to world black markets, worth as much as $0.3 trillion U.S. dollars, the farmers of Afghanistan make only about 1 penny on that dollar, the lion's share of profits realized out of country. Afghanistan is desperately poor. An estimated 70% of the population lives on less than $2 per day. New figures from the U.N. Office on Drugs and Crime show a 17-fold increase in heroin consumption since 1990 in Afghanistan's neighboring Central Asian countries. 70 to 80% of new HIV cases in this region are now reported to be injecting heroin consumers. Robert Weiner stated last week that President Bush has chosen not to pursue curbing the Afghan opium trade because U.S. troop resources are stretched. Former U.S. State Department Afghanistan Policy Officer Chris Mason wrote last week in the Los Angeles Times that opium, warlords, and radical Islamism are blending into what he calls a perfect storm. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, police have reported that the level of heroin seizures is now 8 times higher than those for cocaine. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Quickly, this from the Washington Post. Jonathan Magby was a quadriplegic medical marijuana patient who was sentenced to 10 days in jail to teach him a lesson for using marijuana. The IG report, which the writer obtained from a confidential government source, contains by far the most horrifying and disgusting details. It documents incompetence, neglect, and dishonesty, and it describes the unforgivably slovenly behavior directed towards Magby, who died less than 4 days after being imprisoned. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.